Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, I'm delighted to welcome a young independent film producer, Tanvi Gandhi, to our show. Tanvi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. This is amazing to be, considered for a show like this, which is called The Brand Called You. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'm so delighted to have Tanvi as a film producer sitting on the other side of the camera now and talking to me rather than on actually filming. Tanvi has line produced, executive produced films like Mausam, Queen, Bombay Velvet, Urta Punjab, Super 30, and many more. She was formerly with Yash Raj Films as the first female executive producer, and she has produced a movie film called Mardani 2. And she's currently, she's rediscovering herself, producing India's first female animated superhero, Priya. So Tanvi, what would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
When I look back, and I think I was reading something which said that connecting the dots are not about the future, but actually looking back and what those dots do to you to bring you where you are. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the first one really would be for me is my trip to Europe in 93. Okay. As a girl of 13. It was a school trip. And, you know, my grandfather believed that it was important for me to see the world. The whole family and decided that no matter what, it's not like we could really afford it, very honestly. Mm-hmm. But he just felt that he's not going to be able to say no to an opportunity like this. Mm-hmm. And here I was, all of 13, 93, mm-hmm. barely exposed. We hadn't, you know, India hadn't even seen so many things at mm-hmm. that time. And, mm-hmm. We were an age group of 13 to 18. Mm-hmm. Girls from class 8 to 12, and all of us traveling to France, Italy, and Switzerland. And I think that just exposed me to a world which was beyond my little world of where we used to live in South Extension. And, you know, and I think somewhere at the back of my mind, I feel I was ready to go, not go global, but I felt like the world is not really that small.
Absolutely.
So that was one, really. The second one I would say is a trip to Bombay. I mean, I think travel is a very important part of my life. And I think for everybody, you know, you learn. And, in 97, I visited Bombay as a young girl, right after school, going to college. And I think the city just made me feel that I can breathe here. Mm. I can wear the kind of clothes I want. I can sit in a rickshaw. It's very small. I don't realize what this means. Because this is freedom. I'm not being told that post sunset, stay inside. You can't wear shorts. You can't at night take a rake. I think that I was standing there, I remember, and I saw this around me and I felt that's it. I'm going to be involved.
Yeah, wonderful.
And the third thing I would say is a very key decision that I took in 2019 after almost 19, 20 years of working, where I very consciously decided to step off my position in Yash Raj. Mm-hmm. I finished Mardani, and I think somewhere I'd reached that stage where it was a question I was asking myself, is this where I want to go? Have I found my vision? Have I found my calling? Have I found my voice? Mm. And I got off the treadmill. Mm. I just decided it was important to step back, look back at the journey, and to be able to see where I want to go ahead, because it seemed a little foggy. I felt that decision was bold, very courageous, I would say myself, because it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to go to, Mr. Aditya Chopra and say, you know what, I've just joined and I don't think I can continue. I also wanted to go home, very honestly, with my parents, but I felt that I can't go forward. But that led to the most amazing thing of collaboration. Priya came about last year, sitting in the middle of a lockdown. Our entire team was across the world. So, and then I also produced actually three short films, which are on the verge of a release. And it just felt like if I hadn't gotten off, I wouldn't have this open canvas to paint, this playground. And I think these three really would
fantastic. Fantastic. So let's move on to the world you have chosen to be in, which is films and Bollywood. Tell me, you know, you did mention you went to Bombay and you felt very liberated because you were there. But what got you started in films?
You know, Ashutosh, I think when we were all growing up, we were fortunately that generation of young Indians, I would still call ourselves young, that got exposed to cable television. You know, all of that was happening in the same 95. And, you know, so there was a feeling of I want to be in entertainment. I want to be in this profession that we work so hard and so passionately in, but we also do that because you leave things for posterity. It's a legacy you leave behind. And I felt that that's where I want to tell my stories. And I think with films really was, I'll be very honest with you. I think more about wanting to be on a film set, wanting to be a part of the stories we tell, be a part of the journey from script to cinema. I think it's coming out of a lot of curiosity more than a deep, deep love for it. I think there is love and it's grown over time. But I think it was a larger purpose of let's all do this together. Let's all say these stories together. And what better way than cinema and to collect everybody together to watch it. We've all grown up. We've all grown up watching it and it was so fascinating.
Correct.
And then producing, you know, I mean, I think the idea was really to helm a project, lead a project, to bring people together to tell the stories. I think that fascinated me more. Tap onto different people, tap onto different stories and writers and directors and say, you know what, let's do this together as somebody holding their backs at the back, you know.
So, you know, for all our viewers and listeners, you know, they've seen all the movies you've been associated with and, you know, everyone knows who's directed the movie and who's produced the movie. So for our understanding, tell us, what is the role of a producer?
It's very interesting. You know, the thing is that I always feel that the role of a producer in India, I feel, I don't want to generalize this thought, but I do feel that the respect and acknowledgement that a producer should get is not as much as one would have liked, one would have wanted, one would have felt over time that this is the person that punts on an idea. The person that goes on instinct to say, I like your work, don't know how this will pan out, but let's tell this story and I'm risking everything and I'm putting all the money, all the efforts to tell this story, I'm backing you. They are the spines. They are the ones that hold it all together from deciding that this needs to be told to eventually releasing it, taking all the risk. So, If I need to like just keep it as simple as there are also different types of producers. There's a financing producer, there's an executive producer, there's a co-producer, there's a producer, there's an associate producer. So there are different roles.
Wonderful.
But if one was to club it all, it would really mean the responsibility lies with us, ensuring we achieve our day budget. It's team management, to be honest. I think the biggest thing is about
you're almost like the CEO of the set.
You are.
Yeah. Okay. So again, you know, with all the iconic movies, you know, can you think of one or two interesting anecdotes that you can share with the audience? With on any set that you can think of?
You know, I want to, you know, in fact, I was just remembering how and I loved it. Alia in Urta Punjab. actually stunned us. She was a young actor, still is, but you know, she's fairly new at that time. And the way she prepared herself for that role, you know, she's a young glamorous girl from Bombay, and here she had to really play this part of a girl from Bihar, and the language, and you know, appearance, and she fascinated me. And I, you know, and while of course as a producer I'm looking at so many things, but when you see an actor convert what you have, you know, what is on the script into that sort of performance, it feels, you know, it feels all worth it. All films are wonderful. Every journey is wonderful. Every day is so different because there are different challenges, different people, different energies. All of it is so different every day that, you know, it's you're almost like on your toes and finding solutions and ensuring everything goes smooth. But I just felt, I remember sitting there and feeling like, okay, this feels worth it. This film, you know, because she worked so hard, you know, and didn't wash her hair, and the training and the effort. And I think that suddenly, because yesterday I was thinking about it, I thought I'll tell you, it was just so, you know.
Amazing, amazing.
Good stuff there.
Amazing. I'm going to ask you a question on what is a good film or what goes into making a good film. And I know good, every producer will say every film is good. But from the audience perspective, what is it that attracts audiences to a good film?
You know, all of us out there are trying to make a good film. A good film that is a successful film. And there's no formula to it. But what I do feel is, for example, a film like Queen or Urta Punjab or Super Patti or Mardani, I think the intent behind these films, starting from, of course, the writer and director, was so pure. I felt that it was, there was a desire to tell a story well. And while we say it, we have fun, we have respect, mutual respect for each other. Very, very important, on set, off set. And I think that for these films, if they are good films, right, you will call them in a broad spectrum of good. It's because I felt like the intent was to respect each other and tell the story as purely as you could. And that's that.
Okay.
There's really nothing, there is no formula to it.
Okay. So my next question to you, Tanvi, is that, you know, you work with feature films, you work with short films, you're on your own animated series of like Priya. What is the difference in preparation for these kind of films?
Honestly, Ashutosh, all of them require the same amount of effort.
Okay.
Absolutely the same. And the process is the same as well. You do identify a script. You do identify the director. Of course, the duration of prep would be different for, let's say, a short film or a long feature film. Length feature film, but the process would be the same. You go find your actors, your technicians. The good part, or the most interesting part, is that for short films, people really do step in and either give you subsidized rates or just for the love of it or for the support of each other. So that's actually quite wonderful.
Very interesting.
But full length, yes, of course, you go through the whole journey. And with animation, actually, it was very different. It was very exciting. It was a new, you know, sort of domain that we had entered as a team. And, you know, just first identifying what are we going to talk about and then give it a form in terms of a story on paper, and then that converts into illustrations. And then how a comic works, right? Your, you know, visuals are more important than words. And then just in terms of different slides, how do you convey the same thing with less words? It's for young adults. So, you know, how do you minimize what you want to say, but the impact has to be very high. I thought that was very, very interesting.
Very
as
interesting.
Well,
very interesting. Yeah. And so one more question for you on film before I move to another segment. You know, you during the lockdown have been working on your animated series Priya. Tell me about this series. I could sense how excited you are about it.
You know, Ashutosh, I think it was the most rewarding, fulfilling experience, and that too in the middle of a lockdown, which is already a new and absolutely unfathomable experience that we were all going through, you know, collectively and individually experiencing our own daily understanding of what was going on. And so Priya is actually a very, very special because she emerged literally with all of us sitting in our different homes across the world and here with a collective vision of that she has to make a difference through her words, through her kindness. And just magically, the team sort of had with the same amount, you know, vision and the same outlook came together to tell a story, including the actors, you know. Again, so it's something that I actually, it's a comic book that I saw and I encountered through some, you know, my brother-in-law, and I reached out to Ram earlier in 2020 and I said, you know, if I'd like to do something about it, you know, I think these stories are beyond comics. Well, we need to go larger with it. And he was kind enough to say, yeah, let's do this. And reached out to actors, spoke to a few friends, colleagues, you know, people that I believed would have the same thought process and intent, really. And, you know, you believe in building a tribe now. You want to work with that type of people. You know, you don't need to, you want to just, you want to not have the stress of trying to explain why you want to do what you want to do. And that's how the journey began. We got together, and all of it was through
Zoom. But tell me, you know, when I was speaking to you before the this recording, you were telling me the, you know, there are white superheroes, brown, you know, black superheroes, and this is your first brown superhero.
Absolutely.
Why do you feel so strongly about the need for a brown superhero?
You know, the world is now absolutely ready for diversity, for inclusion. Look where Kamala Harris, with all, you know, with people having opinions on her, that's besides the point. But there she stands as, and this is as much of a skin tone than any other, you know, and I think it's important to put them in the mainstream. It's important to bring them, make them as the central characters of stories that need to be told, that make a difference, not just some peripheral character that comes and goes with a different accent. We are the largest nation of brown people. I mean, this is the highest population there. And we don't have a representation, and others like us, you know, and when, and we say color as well, you know, brown is also us. Brown is also Hispanics. Browns are as much white as other shades, you know. And I think it's very, very important. And the image of her in an Indian outfit on a flying tigress, I think is very, very powerful. Through mythology, Indian mythology, through topics that are very, very strong, staunch, and targeting the young mind. I think all of this collectively is extremely powerful. And hence the global recognition. It just blew up.
Keep moving on, because you know we have a constraint of time. But you know, in the last 17, 18, 20 years that you've been with you know, in films, how have you seen audience requirements change? I mean, this is the age of millennials and the Gen Zs. What are their expectations from a film as compared to someone of my generation, who is what I would call post-independence children?
You know, I think the exposure today for the millennials and beyond is immense. If you do not give them something that's worth their time, you're out. There are way too many options. There's way too much exposure to great content thanks to OTT, and the lockdown actually also helped people understand that there's global cinema. There's not just Hollywood or films from the UK or, you know, a few of the known industries, but it's a vast universe there, and there's just so much one can consume. So I think the biggest thing now is to come up with great content. They are not looking for stars. They're looking for create stories to be told by the right kind of cast. Okay. And anybody, and then that person becomes a star. Mm. Prateek Gandhi, for example, for you know, who starred in Scam, you know, rose to recognition, great recognition, because of such a fantastic performance that got its due.
And so, you're right, because we're suddenly seeing, I'm watching movies from, you know, from made in Spain, made in Israel, made in Korea. I mean, you know, you're so right about this whole thing.
Absolutely. And I think that's so incredible because it gives opportunities to technicians, to actors, to writers, to the entire film force. And somewhere there's also a slight, and will be a slight shift in positioning of artists, what their value would be, how are we perceiving them, how does it all work? I think that's been an interesting move. All of them are now ready to come onto, you know, the OTT platform, so that it's because they see the consumption is high. They understand that not while cinemas, and I think the announcement of cinemas opening, I think all of us are so excited about it, and you know, we're all looking forward to, you know, because that experience cannot, it's unparalleled.
I agree.
But the fact that now we're also open to the fact that they're equally good stories with great production value can be told through another medium. Mm. I don't know if you would have heard of or seen Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. You know, 2011 is when that came in. Mm. These are kids that the millennials watched this about 10 years ago. You can imagine where their minds reached. Mm. So if you don't push it for them, and I think that's what's happened for collectively, the shift. Mm. Confident, enough to be on it.
I agree with you. So Tanvi, I'm going to move to the last section of our conversation, which is on some questions for you personally. I have time for two questions, or maybe three questions.
Yeah.
You know, as you stand at what I would say an interesting threshold in your career or your life, you know, 2 decades in the film industry and now turning completely independent, what does success mean to Tanvi?
I think being responsible, honestly, I think I feel success really is so transient. I don't take anything very, very seriously anymore, honestly. So success for me really is the having the choice and being very responsible with that choice.
And a follow-up question to that would be that, you know, you're a creative person, you know, in a very, very creative yet very competitive industry. Who or what inspires you to keep doing such amazing things?
Very interesting. I think one, of course, is finding my center through it all. I'm not a practicing Buddhist, but I do chant. And I think that over time has helped me find some sort of center and knowing who I am slightly better. I think we're all seeking that, very honestly. Okay. And you're also seeking inspiration. You're trying to just grapple so that you're able to take the next step as confidently as you can. Mm. And I think that has helped me in being clear about a few things. In terms of inspiration, I feel inspired by people. I feel inspired by things, beautiful things, happy things. You know, I read. I feel there's not one, I can't really say there's one particular person or a particular, I'm reading about this or I'm, you know, I just feel like I'm looking around and being inspired by progressive, confident people that are secure.
Yeah.
And are just telling you to find your voice and go ahead and grab it, really.
And I'm now going to come to my last question. And my last question is that if you, Tanvi, were a role model to millions of children who closely followed you and your life choices, and you probably will be because of Priya, what is the one thing you would change in yourself?
To not self-doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, to live with courage, to live fearlessly. I think we're all of us have the same space on this planet. Earth.
Yeah.
And you know, with the same sun, everything is the same. Why do we feel like we're lesser? I don't think any of us need to feel that, honestly. Very, very, and that's what I would tell everybody.
Yeah.
And I remember having that chat with you and said the ability to say no. Mm. I think I would. That's something that I would have taught myself much earlier.
Wonderful.
If it doesn't work for you, don't do it. Absolutely. That's it.
Yes, that's been my mantra for a long time. So.
And another thing I will always tell people is that change the route. If you thought it was this way and it didn't work, there's always a way out. Change the route.
Wonderful. Tanvi, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I particularly liked the way you spoke about the world is ready for diversity, you know, between black, brown, white, and so many other colors we have on this earth. And I really am looking forward to seeing Priya as a global superstar. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. Platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.